This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Terror attacks, assassinations, legislators killed, school shootings, cold cases solved, new cases opened. 2025 in Crime from Odyssey.
Because this is the United States, 2025 brought mass shootings, some inside schools, others inside churches. In Grand Blanc, Michigan, a man who opened fire this summer in a church, lit it on fire, and killed four people inside was motivated by anti-religious beliefs. Here's Odyssey coverage. A former Marine allegedly put incendiary devices in his truck, added two American flags to the bed, drove into a church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opened fire, and set the building ablaze.
So I'm like, okay, I know the sound of the bullets. I collect guns, and I'm like, okay, that's not sounding like a fireworks. And all of a sudden, I hear two more, pow, pow, and then screams. People start screaming, and I'm like, I ran inside the house. I goes, that wasn't fireworks or nobody knocked on the door. I said, that was a gunshot. I said, let's go. I said, we need to get out. I said, I need to see what's going on. Cops are everywhere. So I pulled in right there. And next door, there's a Jehovah's Witness church next door. So I pulled in right there. We started looking, but the cops were so much in there that they didn't need no help. But I seen people dragged by their feet and their hands, like shot and put them on the grass, a couple bodies. And I got goosebumps. I'm sorry. I'm just so... This country is, we're going crazy in here. We need God. We need Jesus. And I'm sorry, I got to take a second. Hold on a second. Oof. People are just screaming and pulling bodies. And that was the end of it with me. This country, we need to get together. Not left, right, wrong, right. Just all of us as a human, come together. Let's stick together, watch each other's back, because it's going crazy.
Here's Grand Blanc Township Police Officer and Police Chief William Rainey.
Officers who were trained immediately responded to the area. One was a DNR officer, and then one was a Grand Blanc Township officer, where they met the suspect and they engaged in gunfire with that particular individual, neutralizing that suspect, and that suspect is no longer with us. As I said, it is a 40-year-old male from Burton. During all this incident as well, there was a fire that occurred, and we believe that that was deliberately set by the suspect. So where we go from here is we have investigators. We're going to do search warrants on the suspect's residence. We're going to find out if there was a motive. We're going to go through cell phone records, things like that. We had the FBI, you know, they're devoting 100 agents to this area. Because as you can imagine, there's a lot of witnesses that were within the church, and that is a lot of witness information, statements that we have to obtain.
Rainey went on to say a couple of the victims are in critical condition. The rest are in stable condition. Governor Whitmer has provided a statement in response saying, "My heart is breaking for the Grand Blanc community. Violence anywhere, especially in a place of worship, is unacceptable. I'm grateful to the first responders who took action quickly." She says, "We will continue to monitor this situation and hold the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc closed."
County Sheriff Chris Swanson said police response to the incident was textbook, and there were heroes inside the congregation who used their bodies to shield younger, weaker members, kids, and the elderly. But many questions remain about the shooter and why he did what he did. The FBI described the attack as targeted violence and has since taken over the investigation. For those of you keeping score, that's three acts of mass violence that the feds have had to take over, including conservative activist Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooting at a Minnesota Catholic school, and a shooting at an ICE office in Dallas, Texas. Here's the Grand Blanc sheriff with more.
Sheriff, obviously, very shocking. Can you give us kind of a state of the community right now?
You know, I think the whole country is in a sense of uncertainty, and there's this shroud of pressure. And when something like this happens, you know, you ask yourself, is this going to end? And I think I feel a lot of that, you know, from the people that we were with, and there's an antidote to that. And that is we have to cleave together and not divide and create sides. And I think the community is happening, you know, when this happens, but we got to continue that. The story that Charlie talked about, the donut shop, that's one of dozens and dozens and dozens of stories that are happening lifetime with people wanting to do something just to be a part of the help part of it. And that's what brings communities together. And so the more that happens, the more your listeners just say hi to somebody, give a hug to somebody, go do something nice to somebody, that all helps in the healing process.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was a church shooting that shook the nation, but it wasn't the only one. Here's more on the mass shooting at the Church of the Annunciation in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where two children were killed during prayers. A man opened fire into a mass attended by kindergartners through eighth graders. Kindergartners in freshly pressed new school uniforms, plaid knee-length skirts, and crisp white shirts, hiding under pews to escape gunfire. What you're hearing is Father Anders Holin talking to Adam and Jordana at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. He has two kids at the school.
Pulled up to the school, and there was one person in the parking lot, a dad who's a building kind of maintenance manager, and I asked if the school was locked down. He said there's a shooting at the church, and he said all the kids are in the church, and my heart sank. And so I parked quickly, ran up there, and it was just a very chaotic scene. We were trying to figure out where the gunman was. The police were showing up at the same time as I was kind of approaching the entrance to the church. I mean, at that moment, I was only thinking about them. I wanted to get into that church, and I was initially relieved that the police immediately entered. For a second, I'm like, I might have to push these cops in there because I'm not staying out here.
Yeah.
And there was no hesitation on the police. They were in immediately, and I was right beside them, behind them, and I was asking, where's the shooter? And kids were running out. Many were injured. There was a lot of glass, and so I think a lot of kids had these cuts. I saw a few kids down. It was an awful scene, but I was just looking for my daughters. Ran up to the principal, who was in the center of the sanctuary. I asked, are Jordan and Olive down? And he said no, and I ran out, ushering the kids along with me. It's hard to remember every detail, but it was a chaotic scene.
So did you get to identify your girls, or you just heard from the principal that your two are okay, and that's when you started helping the other kids out? Where were your girls in the mix of all this?
Yeah, I didn't know. And so I was just frantically searching, and I was helping kids out, ushering, like, you know, get it, let's go. And I was seeing a couple of my daughter's friends. Have you seen June? Have you seen Olive? Are they safe? And I was able to track down my first grader, Olive, quickly outside the church. My daughter, June, had run to Starbucks with her teacher. And I'm so thankful that the teacher just whisked her out right away once the gunfire started, but it took a couple minutes to find her. She had come back when she saw kids pooling out of the church, and I saw her you know, maybe 5 minutes, I don't know, 5 minutes later, and the relief washed over me, and I helped kids in the whole group get into the gym at the school, which is maybe 200 feet to the west.
You mentioned something, Anders, when you talked about how when you first heard what you thought were gunshots, and that in your mind you had played that scenario out. Can you just talk about that a little bit, about how you had actually thought about something like this should it happen, and your first reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with this on the news all the time, you know, from Columbine to Sandy Hook to Uvalde. I think it's on every parent's mind that's bringing their young kids to school. And a neighbor and I had met with the school about security. We fundraised to get this 3M bullet-resistant glass installed this summer. And so I thought through what I'd do if this happened.
Technological advances that would allow schools to quickly spot and disarm a shooter are at the forefront of everyone's mind after a shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. Here's WWJ News Radio in Detroit with more on an AI-powered hardware system that can automatically detect gunshot sounds in indoor environments like schools, offices, and places of worship.
Every second matters in this type of situation, according to the first responders. So a manual call to the first responders with clear location information should be made as soon as possible, which is difficult due to the stressful situation. So the solution that I developed is a hardware device that automatically detects gunshot sound in an indoor environment. The proposed device can be attached to the walls or ceilings of schools, offices, clubs, places of worship, etc., similar to the smoke detectors or nightlights. And they can notify the first responders as soon as a gunshot is fired. Police will arrive sooner, and thus it will help to stop the shooter early. The injured people can be taken to the hospital quickly, and thus more lives can be saved.
While we await technological advances like that, the killings continue. Around Thanksgiving, there was another burst of mass violence. Here's more on those. A 29-year-old Afghan national accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members, killing one in Washington, D.C. It happened just blocks from the White House. Then there was a shooting at a 2-year-old's birthday party where 4 people, including 3 children, were killed in Stockton, California. In a separate incident on Black Friday, a 17-year-old is charged with opening fire on who he thought was a rival gang member in a crowded San Jose mall, forcing panicked shoppers to run for cover.
And clearly the criminal justice system did not in any way get him on a different path.
You're listening to a year-end On Deadline special from Odyssey.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.